different thing. And instead of just saying سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَسَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهُ, he's saying سَمِعْتُ خَلِيلِ, I heard my bosom friend صلى الله عليه وسلم saying. So this is how he's reporting this hadith. I heard my bosom friend صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the jewelry of a believer shall extend as far as his wudu extends. As far as his wudu water reaches, that is as far as his beauty and his jewelry will extend on the day. In other words, the beauty and the splendor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person because of wudu will be as far as his wudu extends. So much of beauty Allah Pak will give those parts of the body because they were washed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will give him that beauty on the day of Qiyamah. وعن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء خرجت خطاياه من جسده حتى تخرج من تحت أظفاره, رواه مسلم. حضرت عثمان رضي الله عنه, another hadith, the details are mentioned. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, he once called for water. And when the water came, then he made wudu practically and he showed the people. And he explained to them that this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. He took the water and he washed his hands up till his wrists. And then he took the water and washed his face thrice. Then he washed his hands up till his elbows thrice. He made masah of his head and he washed his feet, including the ankles thrice. And then he explained to them that person that makes wuzu properly. So ulama explained what is the one is man tawadda, that person that makes wuzu for ahsan al wudu, he makes his wuzu properly, means that all the mustahab of wuzu he takes into account. He takes into account all the sunnats of wuzu, all the other additional aspects of wuzu, he is careful about that. And he makes his wudu with that devotion, that concentration. In one hadith it comes, person that reads Bismillah, then all the limbs of wuzu, all the sins that are committed by the limbs of wuzu, this person is forgiven of all those sins. In fact, in today's hadith also we'll find that this hadith also explained that all the gunas committed by those limbs also are forgiven. So here, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu first made wuzu, and then he said, that person that makes wuzu properly, kharajat khatayahu min jasadi, his sins leave his body, hatta takhruja min tahti atharihi, to such an extent that they leave from even below his fingernails. So much below the fingernail seems like such a small place. Even what gunas that are there that attributed to that area also, even those gunas leave a person. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَوَضَّعَ مِثْلَ وُضُوءِ هَذَا. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu like this wudu that I made just now. The wudu that he made in front of the people, he showed them. So he said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu just like this. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ هَكَذَا, whoever makes wudu like this, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, that person is forgiven for all his past sins. وَكَانَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَمَشُّهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِهِ نَافِلَةٌ, and now he's walking to the masjid and his salah that he's going to perform will just increase this person's rewards. In other words, he's completely clean. You know, ulama explain when they say all the sins are forgiven, past sins, this means a person's minor sins. As the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, he would report from his father and say, my father would say that this isn't the shan, it isn't the way of a believer that he will commit gunas, major gunas. He'll make small mistakes. So therefore this hadith is referring to small sins that will leave a person. Obviously, if a person has done somebody down for business, then there's no way that he will be forgiven until he goes and he asks that person for maaf, and he makes up whatever monetary dealings that he has done with that person. He has done that he's owing somebody money, he hasn't paid him, he has usurped, he has stole somebody's property or money. Until he repays, then there's no question about just asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to make it up with that person. We'll do one more hadith and we'll terminate. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا توضأ العبد المسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a Muslim makes wuzu, غسل وجهه خرج من وجهه كل خطيئة نظر إليها بعينه مع الماء, that when he makes wuzu and he washes his face, then all the sins of what his eyes had seen, all those sins leave his body with that water, وما آخر قطر الماء, oh, that last drop of water that falls off from his face, all the sins committed by his eyes, they get washed away. What a beautiful way to get our gunas forgiven, is by making his wuzu properly. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ يَدَيْهِ, when this person washes his hands, خَرَجَ مِنْ يَدَيْهِ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ كَانَتْ بَطَشَتْ يَهَا يَدَاهُ مَعَلْمٍ, all the sins that had been committed by his hands, whatever his hands clasped on, whatever haram that his hands had done, All that guna is washed off with the water, or the last drop of water that leaves this person. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ رِجْلَيْهِ when this person washes his feet, خَرَجَتْ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ مَشَتْهَا رِجْلَاهُ مَعَ الْمَاءِ that every sin that his feet had walked towards, that sin is now forgiven. وَمَعَ آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَاءِ either with that water that's leaving his body, or with that last drop of water. حَتَّى يَخْرُجَ نَقِيًّا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ until this person, he emerges completely purified of his sins, completely purified of his gunas. As we mentioned, a minor sin, that the person is completely purified by making wuzu correctly. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and other great servants reported from them that they could actually see, for example, in the wuzu khana, in the area where wuzu is made, and people are making wuzu, they could actually see what gunas that people have committed, because they could see that gunas leaving that person's body. They have been blessed with that. So here we should believe it. Really, there's a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the gunas are actually leaving our body. So therefore, we should make it a point of washing properly. One is we're getting physical purity by making wudu. The other is that spiritual purity we're getting also by making wudu. Therefore, it is important that we take our time and make this wudu correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.